Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Here it is, Super Bowl edition of I Want Your Flex. Hit Mike up at Swollen Dome. Our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Find him at Ryan Bershinger. You can hit me up at Dan Beyer on Fox. So one game left. Niners, Chiefs. When we found out this matchup, guys, was there anything or has there been anything that has swayed your opinion with how this is going to play out from when we found out that it was going to be a rematch of Super Bowl 54 a week and a half ago on that Sunday night? Has anything changed your mind over the last week and a half that would change your prediction from this game?
I think just the overabundance of legacy talk can kind of get me angry at some point to where I want it to be about the game and not about some, you know, fictional list of where guys rank and what they're all about and everything. But in terms of the actual game, not really. I mean, maybe a little bit just kind of looking at the Niners a bit more for their path of getting here and trying to figure out how Steve Wilks and that defense changes what they were and the identity they become down the stretch. I think that's the biggest thing for me, right? Kansas City playing some better football. The guys in the playoffs actually catching the ball, something they struggled with. Obviously, we talked about that all season long with the 44 drops and all. So I think that's just it. For Steve Wilks and company, the toughness up front, and that when we hear the names of Bosa and Chase Young and whatever, it's not because of some fun answers about getting Brock Purdy tattooed on them, but more so that they're actually making plays on the field.
Yeah, you
know, go ahead, Burst. Go ahead.
I think for me, it's overall, and nothing's really changed in terms of the way I'm kind of viewing these two teams coming into this game. I think the only thing is just kind of the very the very small, well, it's not that small, but it's just kind of been a footnote throughout the week, and that's Joe Tooney's health status, only because it kind of gives me flashbacks to a couple years ago with the Chiefs-Bucks, where the big issue with the Chiefs was how their offensive line was really banged up coming into that game, and that Bucks defensive line then just ran train on Mahomes and company. So I think that's the only thing, is where I keep seeing that note as like something where it gives me a little bit of pause, because really if the offensive line is not at full strength, it's a much bigger issue than people seem to realize.
I would have said dominated burst. You used a different phrase to but
I enjoyed that was good. Because if you listen closely, you heard exactly what he said.
I mean it was. Now they were down both of their tackles, so I think you can mask some of the stuff with the guard, and protect some of that. But against the Bucks, it was a free for all, and I mean I have a pick in this game. But if there was an area that was a bit sus, it would be that 49ers defense. There's no doubt about that, and it's not the one that we thought that it was previously. I know, like we know all the names, right? But then you also saw what Jordan Love did to them, and what obviously what the Lions did to them. George Kittle wants to point out that all of their victories were by a touchdown or more, and yada yada yada. But they gave away, you could score on them. It's basically the point. Mm-hmm. And it's just not like the D'Amico Ryans, Robert Saleh defense that I thought that you had previously.
Yeah, trying to clean that up is certainly the thing. Look, if Patrick Mahomes has to run sideline to sideline for another 502 or whatever the official count was after that game, it's going to be a mess. Obviously, a little change up, some components on the Chiefs' defensive front as well. But we've watched in that defense getting its run. It's certainly something the three of us have harped on all year, and Smith and I in the evenings, about how good and the defense has played to carry, Mahomes and company to this point. And now it's basically their time to grab the ball and see if they can't make some hay and take things over. But, you're looking at odds if you're, since you're there in Vegas, Dan, with all the MVP odds, you want to have some fun. You got a couple of defenders off the Chiefs side and certainly sure. On the Niners side, where you're getting some major payoff if you decide to go long shot away from the offense, thinking there's going to be something defensively that tips the game.
I joked. I did a call with our affiliate in Fargo, North Dakota, 1660, the Bison. And I joked that if Isaiah Pacheco scored 6 touchdowns, it'd still give the MVP to Patrick Mahomes for his amazing handoffs. But you're right. Like, if you look at last year, there's a play in that ball game where if it's not overturned by replay, Nick Bolton has 2 defensive touchdowns. And those are the things that can end up changing a game. And, heck, they gave Jacoby Jones, the short end of the stick in Super Bowl 57. He had 2 of the bigger plays that you could have in a game. They gave the MVP to Joe Flacco that year. It's tough to wrangle it from the quarterback's hands. But if you have where the ball bounces your way, I think there's some fun in going with a defensive person in that sort of contest. I don't know if I'm going to place any bets though on it. I'm not that strong. Plus, anytime I just lose any amount of money in gambling at any point, it dwells on me. I don't know how you guys are in betting or in gambling, if you're sitting down at a table or at a machine, but it eats at me. I walked past a guy at a machine today that had $13,000 in his slot machine. Like, it was just
nice.
Like, that's just not a world that I am familiar with. It's crazy. I am not a gambling man at nature, and there's just a whole other world that just to me is It does not resonate with me, and it's just so unfamiliar.
Yes, I've had times where I'd be on a blackjack machine up 150, and then I end up walking away up 80, and then I'm just mad because I'm like, I had 150. so, there's that level of and also, like, at the times where I have been in states where sports betting is fully legal, there's always a point where I'm like, God, it's good that this isn't legal in California, because I would be in trouble if it was. Like, there's so many times where it's just like, I think I'm going to make great money, and I don't.
In all of the states where we talk about the lack of revenue opportunities, hi, Mr. Governor, I have a proposition for you over here. I generally get to the, all right, it just means I have to work another day. Right? I didn't cash out. It's like, why I don't play and buy scratch-off lottery tickets or whatever else. And Bursch, you know, I'm sure you got plenty of guys around the office and friends of yours that'll give you a VPN address to help you connect the dots to get you over that finish line if you need to. But I don't know. It's just always we were going to the racetrack as kids, and, you know, through your adults that were with you, you were playing some parimutuel wagering. So it's always been in the blood. You know, the key is not to get the fever, right? And I think that's what happens when folks touch down. If you haven't done it before, then it feels like you've got to bet everything. Right, you go to the racetrack, the same thing, and then out there in Vegas, if the rest of the year you're not touching it, suddenly you're at the ATM at 12:01, paying $20 to get your money out of the ATM.
Do you get the same rush, Mike?
Yeah,
you do.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, everybody hates, you know, a loss. Does it eat? No. I mean, occasionally when we see, you know, bad, like, this is where officiating comes in or whatever. And again, like Bursch, you know, being in California, I guess, and I'm not one that has gone down the tunnels at this point to go and still bet while I'm not in a legal state. But, you know, there's still the rush of it, right? It's like when we predict stuff that goes right, there's juice to it. Sometimes you'd like there to be some money attached to it. There's no question about that. And when it goes wrong, you know, you feel it more because, you know, you were invested enough or got sold well enough to go make a move, right? It's why I understand if people get really mad at us when we make a fantasy prediction that goes wrong, probably convince someone to go and maybe put a little bit of either cash behind it, or it's going to affect where they stand, you know, if their league's playing for stakes. Now, I would argue I did my job if I convinced you to start a guy over another. Sure. So I've got that in my back pocket. But by the same token, I understand where that rush comes, right? Nothing ventured, nothing gained, and whatever. You know, it's why when you buy a bunch of merch of your favorite team, you know, you feel that much more invested, right? Because you voted with your dollars, I think. Same thing, you know, in your bets, the conviction of not only the strive to go make your riches – and maybe build your own hotel, casino, sphere that you can go climb over in Vegas, that you're also looking at the idea of saying, hey, look how smart I am. And I think that's part of the appeal of it, too, that I don't think it gets enough due, right? I think there's often we talk about the dollars and cents of it, Dan, Ryan, but I think there's just the, I've got a ticket that shows I got this right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I love being right.
No, exactly, right? So that's it.
I do the scratch-offs. I play the game first, and then if I win, then I scratch off the money.
Ah, see
you
there.
You know, like, I like to be surprised at, like, oh, I'm a winner. How much am I going to win? And it usually just says ticket.
Do you usually do the game show voice in your head after you've scratched off and you've won the game?
I don't. I'll tell you what is a rush, though. There are certain scratch-offs, and we'll get back to the actual Super Bowl. You know, there are scratch-off tickets that are, like, they win on every line, but they may only be, like, $5, and there's 20 lines, and you win $100 or something like that. But there's – if you do it that way, you're like, oh, my goodness. And it's only happened to me once. And, again – the only prize money, it was just $5, $5, $100, like on a $10 scratch off. But that is a rush like no other. you're just like, oh my goodness, am I holding a winner of $50 or could it be $50,000? I used to work at a truck stop gas station. I don't know if you guys knew that. Out of high school.
No, but this now becomes the rest of the podcast. Screw the game. Stories of this are got to be legendary.
Oh, there was a guy who would come in every 2 weeks because he knew he got paid, and he would buy milk, cigarettes, and like $200 worth of scratch offs, and it was crazy. Like just that was his life, but working there. And not this guy, this other guy that came in a bunch, got a game where he won like $4,000 on a scratch-off ticket. And it was just like so cool to see. You know, like, so I wasn't even a winner and I got a rush. So we're talking about rushes and seeing that.
That's it.
You know, it wasn't even mine. And I'm like, gosh, that's pretty awesome. So.
But there's something to it, right? It's right why people gravitate to Vegas for March Madness. Like I've been there in those circumstances. Buzzer beaters, particularly those first 2 days, are just insane because every shot, every miss, every foul call, people are living and dying. Like you could do a documentary just on people that are hanging out in those spots and just watching the ebb and flow and then the inevitable flood of tickets that go flying in or around the waste baskets because of the action that they had on. I don't know. It's one of those things. I get it that, you know, we always, you know, proceed with caution, right? And be smart about what you're betting and all. But certainly there are a few things in our day-to-day lives that for us non-daredevils out there. Right, I'm not, you know, doing a bunch of zip lining. I'm not diving out of airplanes. But if I can decide, you know, plus 2.5 and see how smart I am for 3 hours, that's a pretty good investment of my money and time. Because that's the other part is that it's not just the result; it's how you get there. And yeah, you may be angry at yourself at the end, but you still got 3 hours of entertainment. It's like going to see a bad movie or sitting on your couch and watching some bad TV. Eventually you look around and go, what the hell did I just do with that time? You made the investment there. Now it's just dollars instead of time in your life you'll never get back.
we hope everyone enjoys this podcast. We are going to take a time out. He's Mike Harmon. Ryan Bershinger is our executive producer. I'm Dan Beyer in Las Vegas getting ready for Super Bowl 58. I know you don't want to talk a lot about legacy, but I am curious about the coaches in this situation, Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid. Plus, there are a couple of prop bets that we'll go around the room and pick in advance of the game. The big game, right? It's the big game. Showing up at the big game. I always love that in commercials. Anyway, we'll talk about it all next year on I Want Your Flex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is I Want Your Flex. Legacy-wise, not player-wise, coach-wise, Mike, Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid, who's the most intriguing figure of the two gentlemen who will lead their teams onto the field in Super Bowl 58?
Well, I mean, I think kindred spirits with Andy Reid, just, you know, size, scope, and all of those things, going back to the kick, pass, punt competition video that will no doubt make its way into circulation again here as we get to the weekend. The guy who's had two big careers, because remember, he couldn't win anything back in Philly, and eventually they clapped hands and Vegas blackjack dealer style and walked away from each other. But for Shanahan, it's time to show you can win a big game, right? Out-scheme, out-coach, make Brock Purdy better than whatever term folks want to apply to him, game manager, or whatever else goes on there, that your offensive prowess can solve this Chiefs defense. Like, it's all of those things, I think, for Shanahan. I mean, look, Reed's got his pelts on the wall. You win another one here, maybe we change the conversation. And, you know, for the coaches, I find those more intriguing, because the way the game changes over time, that you're navigating that kind of path. So for Reed, it's cool. But for Shanahan, yeah, it would be another almost for him in a career full of them. So while we celebrate coaching trees and all of those other things, it would be another loss in a big game.
Yeah, I agree with Mike. I think with Andy Reid, it's kind of, he's already very much in that conversation of among the greatest of all time because of the amount of Super Bowls here. And this another one, of course, very much adds to that. It makes his legacy very impressive, but it also is kind of a stat patter at this point. With Kyle Shanahan, it's entirely about getting one, because I know, Dan, you're sitting next to Rob Parker right now, and he has been forefront.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right.
But he's around. He's around the corner there in Vegas, but he's been at the forefront of being incredibly critical of Kyle Shanahan because of the fact that he hasn't been able to win the big game, and quite frankly, his coaching this postseason thus far hasn't exactly been fantastic. I mean, the Niners got it together and were able to overcome that second half deficit with the Lions, but we talked about it in the Packers game. Like, there were decisions that the Niners were making that were pretty baffling. The entire lack of effort at the end of the first half to put a touchdown on the board when they were already behind the eight ball against the Packers, it didn't really make much sense, the play calling that they were going with. So Shanahan, I think, very much needs this, because this is now time to really, and especially against the Chiefs, like, if he can chalk it up as a win over the Chiefs, like, then all those conversations criticizing what he can do in big games, whether or not he can truly win, whether he is one of the best coaches in the league, those conversations then kind of fall by the wayside. You get one, and it really does wash everything away.
It's funny, because, and this is maybe not the best example, but Phil Mickelson would always push the line in terms of his comments. He would always push it right to the edge. And then when he made the comments prior to joining LIV Golf about, you know, what they were going to do, it completely crossed a line that he didn't realize could be crossed. And I feel that way with Kyle Shanahan, in a sense where, and I feel we've all been a bit critical. I know that Burse wants to give Rob Parker all of the flowers on this one. No, I'm kidding. But I've wondered as well, like, at what point do you become that guy that just can't get it done? Or, you know, has the system, but the system only takes you so far. And so I think that is obviously you know, a thing that's talked about, but still he's thought of as a genius throughout the league. I mean, the four championship games, you know, tough to match for what they've had, you know, over the last 5 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you have to win. Now, in saying all of that, the only reason I'd preface that is because I think if Andy Reid sticks around and all this retirement talk happens, if he wins on Sunday, he's only six back of Belichick in career playoff wins. He's only 70 back of Shula for the all-time win mark. And we think, like, Belichick is the guy. Like, Andy Reid, if you stick around for another 6 years and average 10 wins a year, which isn't out of the question when Patrick mm-hmm. Mahomes is your quarterback, like, this could be another building block into the greatness of the resume of Andy Reid. And it's crazy to think he's completely wiped out being Andy Reid, Eagles head coach. Like, all of his Chiefs accomplishments have totally, you know, went over that. I just think, like, Andy Reid, like, in a bigger scale, can continue to build that foundation to really be thought of as one of the absolute great coaches that we've ever seen in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, 8 double-digit win seasons with the Eagles, and most folks that are tuning into the NFL this weekend, unless you put up that as part of a montage, don't recognize how great some of those teams were with Donovan sure. McNabb and how many big runs they had, and then they just couldn't get over, right? You got Terrell Owens playing on a broken leg and all that stuff going back to the Super Bowl that they did make. But it is one of those things, and Andy Reid, going to be 66 here in about a month's time, that you look at the run, and I got to think that for the most part, as long as you got old number 15 upright, and we had a nice cookie from the local bakery, they made them, you know, in the jerseys of Mahomes and Kelsey and Purdy and all. The Purdy had way too much icing on it. I think they screwed that one up. But the fact is that you're looking at a guy that it makes it a lot easier to say, man, I want to ride this thing out, right, for all the retirement talk. I mean, why would you just hang it up now? Like, unless you got something else that really is compelling you to go into a different path, you want to go just hang out on the island and eat Tommy burgers and whatever else. Otherwise, you're like, you're potentially at the helm of one of the greatest runs of all time. You're looking at a defense that's got a lot of component parts that are signed up for a while here and young and a reinvention, and you know you can rebuild that offense alongside Pacheco and Rice and obviously Mahomes, whatever Kelsey does. And I don't know, we can always have the argument of how much does he have left, because there's all the retirement talk for him as well, which I think is nonsense. He's kind of dismissed it a bit, but it still swirls out there. But, yeah, the opportunity, especially with Belichick currently parked on the sideline, is there to really cement your place in a whole other level. And you know, we do it with players all the time. You know, going back to Shanahan just really quickly, it's the, all right, he was unfortunate enough to play in this era. Certainly in the NBA we have that. You had the mm-hmm. unfortunate occurrence that you played in the Michael Jordan prime era. I think for a lot of teams, AFC and even if it's a one-game showdown in the Super Bowl, you have the unfortunate task of trying to take down Mahomes and Reed and whatever else band of merrymen they bring to the table.
I do think that, you know, when we have looked back over the last 20 years or so, it did help that Peyton Manning went to a couple Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger went to a couple Super Bowls. You know, Phillip Rivers was always trying to knock on that door. The Ravens broke through. I'm about up to here with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. You know, like Joe Burrow broke through a couple years ago. That's awesome. But I do not want to see Kansas City in Super Bowl 59.
No, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, we were talking about that, right? Either. That saturation point. We talked about it a lot, Dan, you and I, Bursch, here on the podcast, right? It's that saturation point we had, the flashpoint with the Warriors, right? It took 2 years. All right, I'm done with it. But then they were around. The Heat, when they formed, I didn't care much about the decision show. The only thing I cared is, like, you guys became the villains. You have to embrace it. Otherwise, you know, you're setting yourself up for some madness. And then you had a 4-year run where they were in the finals every year. It's like, all right, go away. Like, I want to see something different. I want to see a breakthrough. And to your point, yeah, with the Chiefs, I think, you know, when we talk about, quote, villain, that's really the main thing of it all, is that, all right, I want to see something different.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because there are going to be people who are, as Harmon loves to say, hate watching, and that's going to be on Sunday. All right, he's Mike Harmon. That's Ryan Bershinger. I'm Dan Beyer. When we come back, we'll wrap this up with some prop bets and some predictions for Super Bowl 58. And don't forget, even once the game is done, we're going to have another episode of I Want Your Flex that will give you our top 60 picks for fantasy football for the 2024 season. That's going to come out after Super Bowl 58. So while the football season may be over, we're already looking ahead to the next season. But again, we'll wrap up this episode with some prop bets and our Super Bowl picks next year on I Want Your Flex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, prediction time. Not that anybody may care, guys. I don't know if anybody's actually going to go to the betting window with my pick. Maybe yours, but I don't know if they're going to go with mine. We are going to make our predictions. We start with Mike Harmon at Swollen Dome. Mike, how do you think it plays out in Super Bowl 58?
Well, as we record, Dan and Ryan, I still see it as a 2-point line. So after some early movement, as we record, still sitting there, 47.5 the total. I am going to go against the grain, and maybe it's hate watching. I don't know. 27-24, San Francisco gets over the hump and sends Mahomes and company back to the drawing board.
Do you have an MVP?
For me, if it's going to happen, I'm looking at Bosa as the MVP.
Oh,
I know it won't be wrested away from the quarterback. I'm a realist. But I'm going to take Nick Bosa to make a play or two that turn the tides.
All right, Ryan Bershinger.
I am picking the Chiefs. I've going into the championship game, I picked against Mahomes, and I just don't feel right doing that like ever again. So I'm just
that seems to be a consensus kind only, of analysis yeah, here, right?
It's the only analysis that I've heard from people who pick the Chiefs like, I can't pick up against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Everything else says happen, 49ers, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really it's and I know that there are plenty of factors that could easily mean that the because I did also start to see 2.5 for the Niners today. So I know that it is trending in the Niners.
So it's pushing
direction.
Back out then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So but no, I 31-24 Chiefs. I think that Mahomes and Kelce in a big game, time and time again, proves to be a winning formula. And I know that that feels simplistic to say, but quite frankly, it's
you're not
it's
wrong. That, yeah, like, you've seen it. There's yeah, enough data points to support it.
And like for MVP, if that happens, then, you know, obviously like Mahomes wins MVP, but let's go off the board.
Joe Tooney.
Willis Reed like returned to the field.
8 trillion to 1.
To get wild, he had the big hero moment at the end of the AFC Championship game. And maybe this is truly everything coming full circle. And he becomes a full-fledged hero, and that is Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Wow, look at you.
The MVP?
Give him 100, over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns for MVS. Of course, if that happens, Mahomes will be MVP. But, you know, if we want to get really outside of the box here and throw a dart and try to win something big, MVS for MVP.
Hey, Dan, you know that Ryan just placed that parlay, Mahomes 2+ touchdowns and MVS. That parlay is in play now.
All right, so we've got one Chief, one Niner, and so I'm going to break the tie here. I think the final score is going to be 34-27. It's funny, we've talked about this game for the last week and a half. I did not think of a prediction until somebody asked me today in one of the affiliate calls. When I was talking to Fargo, North Dakota, talking to Andy and Sam there, and it just came out what it is. I think the 49ers do win, and I think the 49ers cover. I had 34-27. Christian McCaffrey being my most valuable player.
Boom. There you go.
I think you could see a hat trick of touchdowns for him.
Yeah.
But that's not going out on a limb at all. So that was a really boring pick.
No, it is though. But
it's
because
totally big, lame.
Good pick.
Yeah. Well, but what it does though, Dan, is it establishes the bigger piece of it of, you know, can they get off the jump early with the run game to make things flow, and that only happens if McCaffrey's having a big day. So,
well, I think there could be a 2 or 3 touchdowns in his future. We shall see. I think the Chiefs, again, will try to do a little bit what they did with the Ravens and actually try to keep the Niners' offense off the field. We'll see how well that works coming up in Super Bowl 58. All right, a couple of prop bets to wrap this up. All right, coin toss. You guys, tails never fails. Where are you going on the coin toss?
Heads.
Oh, I will go tails.
All right, I am a tails guy as well. Length of the national anthem sung by Reba McEntire, and we've already heard that she's been trying it out. And people have been trying to record, trying to listen at the stadium. 87.5 seconds, oof, the over under.
Ooh,
Burst,
87.
You get the first ones on this one.
Dang, that keeps going down because it was like 90.5 like a day or two ago. That's, man, I think it'd be really funny if she busts out like a 45 second just slap through the national anthem. I will go over. I think sometimes you know that with the nerves kicking in, sometimes people go quicker because of the nerves. But I think Reba's a very confident woman, and she's gonna stand there and just really lean into it. So let's go over on that 86.5.
I like that. People were trying to contact her on social media. Not only, hey, I love you on your shows and whatever else, but, you know, for a friend, I've been rehearsing for a local you know, rendition that I'm going to do. Would you say you want to do it longer or shorter? I'll take the under on this one, that she cuts it off with an abrupt note at the end instead of holding it like so many do.
I'm going to take the under as well, so I'm going to go with Mike. I'll piggyback off of that. I will say this. In that one clip, do you remember the guy saying it like the horse race? And he kept on just saying, like, and the, you know, the, and the ramparts were there. Like, it goes long if you add lines. You could always forget a line, which would make it really short. So I'm going to go with the under on that one. All right. Jersey number of first TD scorer, odd or even? A lot of odd numbers on the Niners. Ayuk, Kittle, McCaffrey, all odd.
Yeah, I'll go even. And your bet pays off, Dan.
I will take odd. I believe what MVS is 11.
Travis Kelce's odd as well.
I'm banking on their Kelce with at 87. So.
I'll go with the odd as well. All right. You have Bosa as your MVP, Nick Bosa. Total quarterback sacks for both teams, over under 4.5. I'm going to say over on that one.
Four and a half. Now I got the game script running through my head. Blip, 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 blip. I'll take the over because, you know, a one-yard loss counts as a sack. So I think we get it by the technicality.
We're all on the over. I agree with that.
All right, and do we want to do Gatorade bath? Are there any ones that you guys like?
There was a lot of movement, right, on what was it earlier in the week? Was it orange that was making a big surge?
I said orange the other day, so I'm going to stick with that.
Ooh, I like that.
You always think like they're going to have red, but who has fruit punch, right?
No, it's true.
I also like orange, and I go back to what TJ Houshmandzadeh said a couple years ago on Up On Game, where he said that whenever you dump Gatorade, you go with the tub that's the most full because you want to drench them the most. and nobody likes orange, so they gravitate to orange as the more full one. And so I believe it was orange last year. So, yeah, that's...
Well, the odds I was looking at here, orange is the favorite, and then you got purple, yellow, and green all at the next level of odds. Out of my stupid Northwestern loyalty, I'll go purple. I'll go a little bit crazy here.
That's a perfect way to end it. All right, guys, enjoy the game on Sunday, and then the next time we get together, we'll be looking ahead to the 2024 fantasy football season, plus probably with some thoughts from Super Bowl 58. Enjoy the game, fellas. For Ryan Bershinger and, of course, Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer. This has been your Super Bowl edition of I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.